My first instructor that I had to tell me anything about the SR was the man that he designed it, Kelly Johnson.
Wow.
He was the top aircraft designer of all time. He had designed a P-38 during World War II. Then he had the first operational jet fighter, the F-80. Then he had the first Mach 2 fighter, the 104. Then the first really high-altitude reconnaissance airplane, the U-2. And then, as he said, my crown jewel, the SR-71, this airplane will not be topped in this century.
And it wasn't, was it?
It was never topped.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to be a reconnaissance system officer for this amazing aircraft?
Well, you flew as a crew. I ended up flying with three different pilots in 8 years and 3 months. When I took off on my first flight, the checklist was two pages. And I knew the three of us RSOs needed to do a lot of work on that. We needed to have emergency checklist, which we read to the pilot, because when he's in an emergency, he didn't have time to look something up. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like a co-pilot, a flight engineer, navigator, systems operator on all the cameras, side-looking radar, electronic systems.
So you had a lot of responsibilities.
And when you're covering 35 miles a minute, you don't have time to relax. And I have flown flights of over 10 hours covering over 15,000 miles, which is over halfway around the Earth.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So what type of operations did you do while in the plane, like taking pictures? Were you taking, this was before we had satellites to rely on,
yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about
I
that?
I picked, the best camera had a head where we could point it. We could get 8-inch resolution from 85,000 feet going 2,250 miles an hour. We could see a shoebox on the ground.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
I read the names on the Russian ships. But I got to get this in because the most remarkable fact about the SR-71 are the Blackbird family, the SR Blue Suiters, Air Force officers, we never lost a crew member. There's no other airplane that was in the Air Force in inventory for any period of time that can say they never lost a man. That's remarkable.
That is.
And we had, I can attribute it to having the best maintenance people in the world. It was such a remarkable airplane, and flying in a pressure suit, I loved it. It was your life. In the early days, we couldn't go to the bathroom, but later on, we had an IUD, which we could relieve ourselves. In the beginning, we were told not to sit there, because if you have to bail out and you got a full bladder, they just said, fill up one leg, and then if you need to fill up the other one, fill it up.
Uh-huh.
But we got a porthole and our helmet where we could take on water or food, but the food, even on a 10-hour flight, you don't want to eat something that tastes like toothpaste. Our normal combat mission was like 6.5 hours. I'd take off with three water bottles, and they were frozen. Come down to refuel, the water is pretty good. Come down to next tanker, the water's getting hotter because it's hot inside the airplane. The outside of the airplane, the hottest portion on the plane was about 1,000 degrees. My window, if I touched it with the pressure suit gun, it'd scorch the gloves.
Wow.
You could feel the heat from it. The third time down, the water's really too hot to drink, but if you're thirsty enough,
you'll drink it. Yeah. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about your military career or flying the SR-71?
Well, anyone that's ever flown the SR-71 will tell you it's the highlight of their military career.
Yeah.
But I told my wife, Joanne, I said, you don't have to worry about me. Not only are we fast, I can outrun anything that they're shooting at me, but I have an angel on my shoulder. And that's the end.